Okay, money is taken care of on the day, and on to matters of the mind. Day-to-day book critic David Kippen has this review of All in Good Time. This is a new memoir from someone with music in his blood.
To lovers of the great American songbook, Jonathan Schwartz is the son of Arthur Schwartz, a Broadway composer most famous for the song Dancing in the Dark. To lovers of good writing, Jonathan Schwartz is the author of a couple of well-received works of fiction, and now the author of a modest but really ingratiating new memoir called All in Good Time. For New Yorkers, he's the DJ of The Sunday Show, 4 weekly hours of impressionistic music and storytelling where you're never more than 20 minutes away from your next Sinatra. And to gearheads like me, he's the founding programmer of Frank's Place, a satellite radio channel devoted to just the music you might expect from a guy who learned how to play tennis at Ira Gershwin's house and once had Judy Garland sing him a lullaby. Like Susan Sontag and Joan Didion, and really all the best New Yorkers, Jonathan Schwartz grew up in Southern California. He was an odd, solitary kid, sneaking through the unlocked sliding glass doors of his Beverly Hills neighbors, spying on them from the upper branches of avocado trees. Good practice for a writer, and even better for a radio personality, who's always, inevitably, a sort of absentee, half-secret sharer, half-imaginary playmate. Not great preparation, as it turns out, for either matrimony or sobriety, both of which Schwartz has had to work at. It must be hard to live in a needy songwriter's house like Schwartz did growing up, even harder than in a needy writer's. If a writer gives his family something of his to read, they can always put off giving an opinion until they've had a chance to phrase it diplomatically. But if your dad plays you his brand new song, there you are when he looks up from the keyboard, with the last chord still dying away. In a house like that, how could Schwartz not grow up neurotic? What I like best about his memoir, even more than his unsurprisingly easy way with an anecdote, is his reluctance to lean too much on childhood traumas that explain everything, or adult epiphanies that fix everything. Instead, he just seems to say, here's my life. Recognize the refrains, but don't overlook the verses. Speaking of refrains, Thomas Pynchon once described a character as, quote, too young to know what the lyrics of Dancing in the Dark are really about. If Jonathan Schwartz knows, he's not talking any more than Pynchon was. Here, you try to figure them out.
Dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends.
Like that tune in Dancing in the Dark, Schwartz's memoir ends too soon. I'd have welcomed a few more pages, if only about his new adventure in satellite radio. But maybe that struck Schwartz as too self-aggrandizing. As it is, All in Good Time plays like one of his father's songs. Forgettable, right up until you try.
The book is All in Good Time by Jonathan Schwartz. David Kippen is book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.